The Senate has approved a compromise bill granting President Bush authority to promote trade deals that are subject to congressional approval but not to congressional changes. It was the final step in restoring a decades-old privilege that lapsed during the presidency of Bill Clinton. President Bush has called this authority critical to the U.S. economy, but congressional critics say it leaves U.S. workers and manufacturers vulnerable to unfair competition. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Trade Promotion Authority, previously known as Fast Track, got started back in 1974 and eased the way for a generation of trade deals. But it lapsed in 1994 after approval of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, which prompted a lot of opposition on Capitol Hill. All efforts to revive the authority in the 90s failed, in part because lawmakers loathed the idea of giving the president carte blanche in negotiating international trade pacts. But more recently, with President Bush riding high in the polls, the White House call for trade authority has been heard on Capitol Hill. When it first approved the bill, the Senate included an amendment by Idaho Republican Larry Craig that allowed senators to block provisions of new trade deals that clashed with existing laws. The president threatened a veto over the amendment, and that threat was enough to kill it. But Craig still got part of what he wanted, a special requirement on the president's trade representative or chief negotiator.
The U.S. trade representative must come to the Senate and explain to each of us what will be changed in our laws and how those changes meet the objectives of trade and also the right of this Congress. We have gained transparency in the process of negotiation. I think that's critical.
Concerns over the U.S. economy and stock market were cited by both free traders and their critics in the Senate debate. Here's Kansas Republican Sam Brownback.
We need to do everything possible to stimulate this economy. The Trade Promotion Authority is the lead piece of legislation that we can do to expand the trade opportunities for this nation.
Brownback cited the need to open markets for American agriculture, but another farm state senator, Democrat Byron Dorgan of North Dakota, was among the bill's most vocal opponents. He says trade deals haven't paid off, and he brought oversized charts on an easel to make his case.
Here's what's happening in international trade. Our country is drowning in trade deficits.
The trade deficit with Mexico is getting larger, Dorgan explained, despite assurances that NAFTA would open up new markets. He moved to a graph detailing the U.S.'s $60 billion trade deficit with Japan and $70 billion trade deficit with China.
China wants to buy airplanes, goes over and buys airplanes from Airbus, which is heavily subsidized by the European governments. Is that fair? Is it fair to an American producer of airplanes? Is that fair to Boeing? You know it's not fair. We ought to say to China, look, you want to sell us all of your trousers and shirts and shoes and trinkets? Good for you. Our marketplace is open to you. But understand this. When you need something we produce, you ought to be buying from us.
But this new trade promotion package does something new to help workers hurt by free trade, says Jeffrey Schott of the Institute for International Economics.
This is an innovative and very, very exciting new program.
Schott explains the compromise deal includes $12 billion in job training programs and health care subsidies for laid-off workers. It's this measure that ultimately helped convince hesitant senators to support the plan by a vote of 64-34. Moments after final passage, President Bush called lawmakers to say thanks.
I look forward to bringing some trade agreements back to the Congress that will help workers and farmers and ranchers. So good work. You did your jobs. Go on home and take a break now.
The first deal to watch for is the Free Trade of the Americas Pact, which extends NAFTA to the rest of the Western Hemisphere. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.